Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom from God and also the one who displayed true humility by coming on the cross to save us, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from James chapter 3. We read verses 13 through 18. Who among you is wise and intelligent? Let him, by his good way of living, show that he does things in wise humility. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and lie contrary to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it is worldly, unspiritual, and demonic. In fact, where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and every bad practice. But the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then also peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who practice peace. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. If someone described you as wise and intelligent, that would be flattering. It would be a great honor. If someone described you as humble, would you take it as just such an honor? Would you be just as flattered by it? Would you take it as a similar or at least an equal compliment to being considered wise and intelligent? The Bible certainly describes it that way. It elevates humility. In fact, our text actually connects these traits, humility, wisdom, and intelligence. James begins this section by not only reminding us that we show godly wisdom by how we live our lives, but that this wisdom shows itself in humility. Verse 13 of our text says, "Who among you is wise and intelligent? Let him, by his good way of living, show that he does things in wise humility." By the way, these are characteristics that we should strive for and display, as the text says. We should show these characteristics in our lives. But they're traits that we should definitely show, but not tell others that we have. If we go around telling people, "I'm intelligent, I'm wise," you've just revealed that you aren't either of those things. And if you go about saying to people just how humble you are, you've proven that you are actually not. So, wise humility. Those are the words that are used by our text. But those two don't often go hand in hand. Oftentimes, those who think they are wise are anything but humble. However, James' inspired words remind us that God calls us to live a life that displays both. Let him, by his good way of living, show that he does things in wise humility. That word used there for humility in the Greek means a quality of gentle friendliness, gentleness, meekness, considerateness. It's a word that reminds us that godly behavior is not, at least very often, it is not in your face, but it persuades with the humility of the heart. Think of someone you've known in your life that displays this wise humility in their life. A gentle, friendly wisdom that just makes you feel better every time you're around that person, every time you talk to that person. I praise God that I've been blessed in my life with many family members, friends, teachers, and pastors who have just lived and breathed this gentle, humble wisdom in the way they lived their lives, the way they treated others, and the way they spoke and talked. I hope that you've had a number of these types of people in your life as well. Teachers, pastors, parents, fellow Christians. Think of how influential these people were and how impactful they were and are on your life. How do you think you will impact and influence those around you, both believer, your fellow Christians, and unbeliever alike, if your conduct in your life is in gentle, wise humility? Think of how encouraged your fellow believers will be. How much differently the world would look at us as Christians if our words and our actions were filled with gentle, humble wisdom. James goes on to remind us that this type of wisdom is truly wisdom that comes from above. That is, it comes down from heaven, from God Himself. Look at the last verses of our text, verses 17 and 18. They tell us this: "But the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then also peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who practice peace." Contrast that with the wisdom that is not from above. A so-called wisdom that comes from our own sinful nature, our own sinful self. It is not characterized by peace or purity or gentleness or a willingness to listen to others and be reasonable. It is not full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And it certainly does not produce a harvest of righteousness. But rather, it is characterized by bitter envy and selfish ambition. And James reminds us in our text, this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it is worldly, unspiritual, and demonic. In fact, where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and every bad practice. Think of how frighteningly true those words are. Think of how many churches, marriages, families, friendships, careers, and even souls have been destroyed or at least irreparably damaged by bitter envy and selfish ambition. An attitude of jealousy that says, I want what you have, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it. Or an attitude of selfish ambition, I want to be first, no matter what. This is not a new problem either. This is human nature 101. It goes back to the very beginning, the very fall into sin. It was not new in James's day. We can read letters from Paul speaking against these bad attitudes and bad behaviors and letters to the congregations he wrote letters to, especially the Galatians and the Corinthians. We've seen its effects in our own hearts, in our own lives, and in our own congregations. What is the answer? What is the cure? The answer is what it always is. It revolves around Jesus. It is the wisdom, the wise humility that comes from above, from God. It's not the wisdom of our sinful self. That's definitely not the wisdom that was going to solve this problem. The devil tries to convince us of the lie that somehow because I thought it, because I want it, because I said it, or because I did it, then it must be good. It must be true. When we think of that, we find ourselves having that type of attitude or thought. Just think of how nonsensical that is. How does the fact that it popped into our heads, came out of our mouths, how does that make something automatically good or true? It doesn't even make sense. So we need to turn to a wisdom that is not from self, but rather from above. And remember, the wisdom that comes from above begins and ends with Jesus. Remember that the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Jesus lived out God's wise humility and proved who He was, who He is, the Son of God, our Savior, not just by His words, but also by His actions. He displayed gentle, humble wisdom in everything that He did and said, perfectly keeping God's holy law in our place in every single way. He displayed perfect love by sacrificing himself on that cross for the sins of the entire world, dying the death on the cross that we deserved, dying and guaranteeing us the entrance to heaven itself by rising again, a place where the Bible says we will know even as we are known. Perfect wisdom. So how can we show this wise humility in our walk of faith? How do you display this and show this as an individual within your family? Well, we display it by doing what's truly best for our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, for our parents. It begins with doing what is best for them spiritually, bringing them to hear God's word, encouraging them to hear God's word, sharing that word with them, and displaying Christ's love and wisdom in our lives. It includes putting their needs and interests ahead of our own. That's the humility part. The wise humility puts others' needs ahead of our own. As Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 2, do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in humility, consider one another better than yourselves. Let each of you look carefully not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Wise humility also displays itself when we apologize when we've done wrong, and then fully and freely forgive others when they have wronged us. That might be the epitome of wise humility. How about when it comes to our walk of faith within our congregation, with our brothers and sisters in Christ? We have a great opportunity to put this godly, wise humility, this wisdom that comes from above, into practice as we are essentially combining our two congregations. It's also a great challenge, since there is no doubt going to be a number of opportunities for us to allow our envy and selfish ambition to guide and direct our thoughts and interactions with each other as we navigate through this time of transition. But remember what James warns against in our text. Remember his words. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it is worldly, unspiritual, and demonic. He tells us where that comes from. It comes from the devil. In fact, where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and every bad practice. Envy and selfish ambition produce the fruits of disorder and every bad practice. Those are not the fruits that we want to grow and produce in our lives, in our families, or in our congregations. On the other hand, when we, with the Holy Spirit's help, practice wise humility, it is a blessing, not just to us, but also to others. It is, as our text says, peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, and sincere. It produces a harvest of righteousness sown in peace by those who practice peace. It will bring glory to God. It will show others the gentle, humble wisdom and love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May the Lord fill us always with His wise humility. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.